Chapter 4. Borge groaned silently as he slowly came awake. His head was throbbing on both the front and backside. He didn't know who hit him, but whoever did was a dead man. Borge could hear a male voice talking quietly in the background. He moved one of his hands slightly and realized whoever attacked him no longer had him restrained. That would be their fatal error, Borge thought with a grimace as another sharp stab of pain flashed through him when he moved slightly. Because someone was going to pay for the pain he was feeling. Borge forced himself to remain totally still as he listened to the male's voice getting closer. He didn't react until he felt the warmth from the other body leaning over him. Moving rapidly, Borge's eyes flew open and he grabbed the large male around his throat, swinging his body around at the same time. So the male was now the one lying on the floor and he was on top of him. Borge ignored the man's yell of surprise and his choked curses. He was about to knock the man out when a sense of warning forced him to roll off the man and duck under the metal object coming towards his head. Borge was on his feet immediately and was gripping the arms of his other attacker before it dawned on him it was the image of the female he was seeking. His breath caught in his throat as he gazed down into her beautiful, dark green eyes. He was about to speak when all the air left him in a loud gush as pain exploded out of him, and he dropped to his knees with a painful groan. Hannah stared down at the man kneeling on the floor in front of her, his forehead lying against the cold wood. She was in the process of raising the dented frying pan above her head to bring it back down over the back of his head again when it was jerked out of her hands. You... Cosmos said with a sympathetic look to where Borge was rocking back and forth on the floor. Are dangerous. Hannah looked at Cosmos in disbelief. Me? She screeched loudly. He was trying to strangle you and... A low moan from the floor made both of them stop and look at the man who was now kneeling with his head thrown back towards the ceiling and his eyes closed. He was holding his groin protectively. Please.